Hello and welcome back to Media Munchies Podcast, the Hannibal Analysis Project. I'm your host, Logan, as you know, and this is the one, the only high Hannibal show, I hope. If there's another one out there, actually, like, that's pretty cool. I'm talking about Hannibal, and it's season 1, episode 3, called Potage, I think. I'm doing this very spontaneously as I'm kind of bored. I kind of am waiting for my professor to email me so I can start a project. It doesn't matter. I just was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And that's why I might seem a bit more disorganized compared to the way that I usually am. But you probably won't actually notice because I'm always a little bit disorganized in a way. And sometimes I cut it out. Who knows? Surprises. Yes, it's called potage, which I assume is a French dish. Wow, analysis already. Not well researched, but it's okay. But anyways, the rest of it is, well, not researched, but like observed, I guess, because I've watched this show very many times. And this episode in particular, I watched it like twice recently, and it is juicy. It has got a lot of stuff. So I'm just going to jump right into it. It starts off with Garrett Jacob Hobbs in a flashback, or a dream, actually, Abigail's dream. And you don't realize like what it is at first. And it just shows Abigail and her father hunting a deer, and Abigail is very distressed about this, and he keeps making, like, references to, like, killing. You know, he's talking about the deer, quote-unquote, and it's just the people part is heavily implied, because we know he kills and eats people. Woohoo! Love this show! But yeah, basically, he's like, they're complex emotional creatures, just like humans, and we have to honor every part of them when we kill them. So, as in, eat, and Abigail's very distressed, and then in the dream, they show Garrett Jacob Hobbs teaching her how to, like, cut properly, and it's big foreshadowing moment for what happens later in this episode with Nick Boyle, and we will get to that eventually. And then they suddenly cut to the hair, because it goes from the fur of the deer to the hair of a girl. And that one of them that Garrett Jacob Hobbs killed, and Abigail is, like, touching the hair. And she's, like, dead. And obviously then Abigail wakes up and is, like, freaked out because she came out of her coma, right? She was in a coma. So I guess this is, like, the first, like, Abigail episode. And it's very interesting how they introduce her. But basically then Alana goes to tell Will, and then Will is like, oh my god, I want to see her. And then Alana's like, okay, bad idea. You're going to want to adopt her. Because, like, we already know from last episode that Will is all about, you know, he wants to connect with Abigail and adopt her as a gay dad. So, yeah, eventually Alana's like, bro, I was going to say something really mean. And Will's like, what? And she's like, dogs keep a promise a person can't. Because, like, Will adopts the dogs, right? Like, ouch! Whoa, Alana! Savage moment. But basically then Alana goes to see Abigail and talks to her. And, like, she's, like, observing her. Because, like, Abigail is, like, talking. Or she talks about how she, like, didn't tell the nurses something. And Alana's like, you be keeping secrets. You know how to, like, lie or manipulate or something. Yeah, like, I just think she's observant because when Alana offers, like, to give Abigail iTunes gift cards or something, she's like, oh, like, I'm not good at redeeming gift cards, so, like, they pile up. And Abigail's like, probably says something about you. And I'm like, ooh, damn. I feel like she's, like, either making fun of psychologists or, like, she likes that feel, like, observing people and becoming a psychologist. Because, like, Hannibal does that too when he says, so how does that make you feel, Will, in the previous episode? I feel like they both, like, make fun of those classic, like, psychologist lines because, like, you know, it's funny. The other one obviously being, this probably says something about you, or it's like psychology stereotypes. I feel like Abigail said it sort of jokingly, you know, because she knows Alana's a psychologist. But anyways, okay, enough with that. I just found that comparison interesting. It wasn't even in my notes, actually. But next in my notes, I said, oh, okay, so basically then they cut to, or they show Jack and Will. Some people, Jack, I think it's Jack, Hannibal, and Alana talking about Abigail. And they already think like, oh, she could have helped Garrett Jacob Hobbs. And when Jack suggests like, oh, maybe she helped her father kill, Hannibal like does like a little eye thing. Well, they always show a Hannibal like in the background, sometimes just like shifting his eyes around. Like, come on, how did people not know? Okay, anyways, because like Hannibal's like, ooh, what if I had a daughter to help me kill? Me, Will, and Abigail, hashtag murder family, yes please. He is too much. And then basically like Jack leaves decisions to Hannibal because he's like, oh, Alana, what do you think? Hannibal, what do you think? I'm gonna choose Hannibal's decision. It sounds pretty smart. Like, no, come on, Jack. Like, the whole time. It's just so funny when you know. You're like, asking Hannibal for advice is not the right thing to do, but nobody knows it. Nobody knows it. They're like, ah, we trust your opinion. But he's, like, totally leading them to do, like, random shit. That's, like, the whole plot of this show. It's so much, man. But anyways, then they go into Will's lecture, and Will's talking about the copycat killer, and he's like, this copycat is so smart. Like, he knew the details of the murder that Garrett Jacob Hobbs did, and he knew this, and he knew that. And Hannibal's, like, sitting there, like, yes, that's me. Yes, that's me. And then Will says something about the person who called the house, Garrett Jacob Hobbs, to tell him, like, the police are coming. Oh, that's probably the copycat killer. That's who it was. And then Hannibal's like, oh my god, you figured that out? And they show him, like, smiling. It's like, come on, man. This dude is like, ugh, Will is so smart. And he knows me. He understands me. He's about to be my homie and my love. And so basically, yeah. And he's like, Will finds me interesting. Because, like, in the first episode where he's like, Will's like, I don't find you that interesting. And Hannibal's like, you will. And he does. So then, oh, then they show Freddie Lowndes and Abigail Hobbs talking. And Freddie's like, the truth sometimes requires some deception. Like, what are you talking about? So weird. Like, telling the truth because she wants to tell Abigail's story. It's like, do you really? Is that a good idea in any means? Does Freddie Lowndes really care about Abigail? Who knows? Because then Abigail's like, sounds like something a liar would say. She knows. She sees through Freddie's Gemini nonsense. Because I feel like Freddie's a Gemini. But anyways, then the squad pulls up, as in Hannibal and Will. And they're like, Freddie, what in the world? Why? Why are you like this? Because Freddie's like, yeah, Will is here and he's insane. That's how he catches killers. And they're like, so uncalled for. Get out of here. And then I was like, stop trashing his name about Will. But it is the tea that he's not an agent. So, cops are bad. Just saying. Then, gay dads. Gay dads moments. There's a lot of gay dads moments. They're hanging out with Abigail and they're like, yes, we are here. It is us. And they're like already like pushing this agenda. The gay agenda. They're pushing the gay agenda. Then, yeah, they're having gay dad moments. And Abigail's like, killing somebody feels that bad when Will's talking about, like, Garrett Jacob Hobbs. And then Hannibal, like, they fully show Hannibal, like, he, like, turns his eyes over to Will. He's like, Will, are you gonna tell the truth? And Will's like, it's the ugliest thing in the world. Like, as if he wasn't saying it was not bad last episode, but okay, whatever you say. Whenever they run into Freddy, Hannibal like wants to kill Freddy so badly throughout this whole season, and probably the next season too. I just don't remember. Like, I do remember. I know Hannibal, don't worry. And then Hannibal's like, are you serious, Freddy? Like, calls her out. And she literally threatens them. She's like, I can make everyone's perception of you so much worse than it is. Even Abigail's. I can ruin your gay dad shenanigans. I'm homophobic. Well, like, I don't know if she's homophobic. No, like, I'm sure a lot of people will say she's not homophobic, she's gay. And I agree, but you can be gay and homophobic. You've seen it. Frederick Chilton. That's all. Let's continue. Then basically, yeah, she threatens them. And then Will is like, Miss Lowndes, it's not very smart to piss off a guy who thinks about killing people for a living. Like, first of all, the fact that he said that. Second of all, the next scene is so funny to me. Jack is like, Hannibal, you let him say that? You are insane. And like, Jack really has some moments where he's like calling, he's like, both of you are insane. Jack, you're allowed to be homophobic towards them because they are causing you so much stress right now, basically. And then Hannibal's like, I just wanted to see what would happen. And he basically uses that as an excuse. He's like, Will can speak for himself. It's whatever. Like, he offers no, like, he's so dumb. And then Jack wants people to take Abigail back to her house to do, like, some investigation, but also, I don't know, she wants to see her house again. And then Jack is like, okay, what do you think, Alana? What do you think, Hannibal? And Hannibal's like, yeah, let's do it. And Alana's like, maybe not, Jack. Trauma. And then Jack is like, nah. He says he wants to choose the opinion that best serves his agenda. Bitch, what? You can just do that? And you know whose opinion that is? Hannibal's. Stop trusting Hannibal. And then, like, they take her back to the crime scene in her home. And I just wanted to draw attention to a deleted scene. When they get to the house, right, it says cannibals on the garage, which, like, somebody spray painted it. It doesn't just say cannibals. Yeah, it says cannibals on Hannibal's door, and he just wrote it himself, and they still don't know. Basically, right? Like, the shit he says. Anyways, so it says cannibals because somebody, like, spray painted it because they wanted to be mean. And apparently, there's a deleted scene, which, credit to a Tumblr post, I will link it in the description because this isn't my original idea, but to bring attention to this, somebody pointed this out already, which is, Will, Alana, and Abigail scrub with soap and brush the graffiti letters spelling cannibals. Hannibal delivers a bucket of soapy water, the extent of his hard labor. Like, he was like, no, I don't want to help you. That should be there. Be proud, Abigail. Yes, cannibals unite. But anyways, yeah. So then Nick Boyle is a thing. Freddy Lowndes actively putting Abigail in danger by telling him that Abigail Hobbs is out of her coma. And it's like, did Freddy Lowndes effectively use her girl power in this instance to actively put Abigail's life in danger? Just wondering. Like, what was the purpose of her telling that? Drama? Like, are you creating drama? You don't know what Nick Boyle's gonna do, huh? You just want people to die? Freddy Lowndes is kind of insane. I hope we have established that. Did Freddy Lowndes use her girl power effectively? That's the question of the night. Because, oh yeah, they're at the crime scene basically, and they're talking about the crime, and they're like, ooh, do you want to reenact the crime? Yeah, Abigail says that basically. And, oh, Abigail says, Will, do you visualize yourself as a killer? What did it feel like to be my dad? Abigail's like, need new dad. This guy who killed him. And then Hannibal's like, yes. But anyways, Abigail says that, and Will says, talking to his shadow suspended on dust. It's like, are you emo? Is this a emo lyric? Why are you so dramatic? I feel like Hannibal is like, oh, this drama can match mine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then Abigail's talking to Alana and says something like, shared madness, which is folie à deux, which is a French thing for the madness of two. Oh, madness shared by two. And it's also a Fall Out Boy album, speaking of emo lyrics. And I don't know, I just like that line, how she points it out. And also, like, what's a madness shared by two? Who else exhibits that? Which two crazies in this show would that refer to? I don't know if that's done on purpose. It's just interesting observation. Obviously, Will and Hannibal. So then when Abigail's like, let's reenact the crime, she says to Hannibal, you be the man on the phone. And Hannibal's like, excuse me? Does she know I'm Mr. Killer Phone Man? And I think that it's meant to say, like, she didn't know. She just said that by accident. And Hannibal's like, but I was the man on the phone. But, like, for her to make that connection weirdly, it just seems a bit coincidental. You know what I'm saying? So then her friend Marissa randomly comes inside her house. Like, she walks in the house. Is that a good idea? The house is a crime, or, like, was a crime scene. Can she just do that? I guess it's not a crime scene anymore. Like, who let her in? It's not really clear. Sorry, that's just an aside. And, oh yeah, there's the whole Nick Boyle scene when Nick Boyle sees Abigail and is like, you, it was your father who killed my sister. And then Abigail's friend is like, get away, and throws the rock, and it hits his head, and then it gets, like, the little DNA on it, and Hannibal, like, quickly covers up that rock, and Abigail totally sees that. I was like, what? Like, she saw that. I don't know what she does with that information, because, like, later on she does guess, like, Hannibal's the man on the phone, but it's very interesting, because he takes that DNA and he's gonna plan it, and Jack, like, straight up accuses Abigail of being the copycat, and it's like, yes, she knew how her dad killed, but, like, she's 17. I, like, that would be impressive. I know Jack's probably seen some things, but, like, kind of wild for him to make these accusations. And Hannibal's like, well, she's not the copycat, but she may be the target of one. Directs attention away. Oh, yeah, okay. I just realized this is after Abigail's friend Marissa dies, and then basically Jack thinks it's because Abigail was brought back to the crime scene that she suddenly killed. And it's like, no, she was just these people the whole time. I don't know what you're talking about. And Hannibal, like, draws attention away. He's like, she may be the target of one. And, like, hinting, like, shit about Nick Boyle. I don't know how he sets up the whole Nick Boyle thing, but he somehow knows everything. And then Freddy's there. And then they're trying to snake each other. Why was Freddy there? Get out of here. Freddy and Hannibal basically trying to be snaky. And they're like, is Nick Boyle here? We're both trying to set up our own agendas weirdly with Nick Boyle. And Hannibal barely does anything. But, like, what? Hannibal barely does anything? He kills Marissa. And he's like, let me pin it on Nick Boyle. Oh, yeah. And then, so basically, Abigail kills Nick Boyle. Does the same, like, sort of cut thing upwards or something in the gut so as to preserve the organs with Nick Boyle when he comes in and he's like, no, I didn't kill Marissa. You gotta believe me. And then she's like, nah, bitch, you're trying to kill me. And it's like, I get it. If somebody came into my house, of course it's self-defense. But Hannibal's like, they may not believe that. Well, oh yeah, basically Hannibal comes to the rescue. He's like, homie, let me hide the body. And yeah, I said, like, murder father immediately helps her. And she's like, oh, he was trying to kill me. And then Hannibal's like, was he? I'm not falling for it if you're trying to lie to me. Because Hannibal knows everything. Hannibal knows everything. I think he set up this. He knew Abigail would try and kill him. And so he wanted Abigail to become dependent on him somehow. I don't know if Hannibal's, like, the ultimate force behind literally everything that happens in the story. But to be honest, it's kind of safe to say he is, because he does some wacky shit throughout this whole series. He, like, pulls shenanigans you won't even believe, which obviously we'll get to in future episodes. But basically, I said, if a random 50-year-old man was like, I'll help you hide the body, that's, like, sketchy. Imagine you just killed somebody. I'd be like, no, maybe I'll let them think it's self-defense. But to be honest, like, her father did murder people, and she didn't know about it. And she did help him. She's like, oh yeah, okay, new dad. We're gonna also murder together. Great, let's do this. And then she's in his office, and she's on the balcony, the same balcony that Will was on. But this time, there's a poster beside her of an ear, like, different pictures of ears for some reason. I guess it's, like, surgical diagrams or something, which is so funny because Abigail's ear plays a big role in the last part of the season, obviously, when he cuts it off and makes Will eat it. And I'm not the original one who noticed this. I can put the link of this Tumblr post as well because, yeah, somebody else noticed it. I'm sorry I don't know the URLs. I respect everybody. It's just, like, I did this very last minute, and I will link it in the description on YouTube and Spotify so you will see. But yeah, anyways, she's like, new dad, balcony, and like, Hannibal's like, come down from there. And it's literally like what I was saying last episode, the theme of trying to connect. He's trying to connect with Will, who was on the balcony. He's trying to connect with Abigail, and eventually they both like, come down from there. I love the balcony symbolism so much. I feel like it's amazing and just sort of wild. Maybe there's something also to say that they're descending, like descending into hell, and he is the devil. But like, I also just like the idea of like, he just wants to connect with people. He just wants somebody to understand him, empathize with him in Will and Abigail. And yeah, she says something about, oh, it's just murder because I didn't honor every part of him. It's like, are you trying to eat him? Murder cannibal daughter? But like, honestly, it just, I don't know. It's some kind of reflection of how she was raised by her father and the childhood ideals and how she views certain things that a lot of people wouldn't. I don't know, it's just interesting seeing how her mind works, and because she was influenced by certain things in her childhood, obviously with having a serial killer father. Not to be all weird psychology here, I don't have much to say about it besides that. But then, like, they're basically talking, right? Hannibal and Abigail are talking about Nick Boyle, and Abigail says, you're glad I killed him. And then Hannibal's like, what would be the alternative, that he killed you? And then honestly, like, she sees right through him, which is so cool and so amazing, because like, I feel like the two people who truly understand Hannibal are Will and Abigail. They're like this weird, really fucked up family. And it's so interesting. But yeah, and it's true, Hannibal is glad that Abigail killed Nick Boyle. And yeah, she's smart. And she knew he's a killer, and she knew that he was the one who called the house. Yeah, she figures that out so quickly because she's super smart. And I wrote, she knew he's a killer, but like, you know how Mads Mikkelsen looks. You know, I'm not going to say anything because I think he looks great. He's a great looking guy. Not my type personally, but I'm gay, so he looks a bit serial killer-ish sometimes, but in the best way possible. And then she's like, okay, she accepts it so fast. She's like, okay, new serial killer dad, he's gonna protect me, so this is chill. Let's go. And yeah, that's the end of the episode, basically, because they agree to keep each other's secrets, and that's the end. And then she just goes back to the hospital, and yeah, it's so interesting how she's just like, okay, we could. Because does she know that he killed Marissa? I don't know. If she did, I feel like she would not be so happy with him. But I have no idea. Anyways, it's hard to know how much people know at certain points, because there's a lot that just goes unsaid, because you see certain actions, but and certain things are implied. You don't see Hannibal kill Marissa, but it's heavily implied. And you don't see certain things with Nick Boyle, but they're heavily implied as well. Like, you don't see him planting Nick Boyle's DNA. So some points I find it a bit difficult to follow, and sometimes I need to look up if certain things, like, if I'm interpreting them correctly. But yeah, I think she doesn't know that he killed Marissa or Cassie Boyle. Maybe she knows he killed Cassie Boyle, but at the same time, I don't know if she knows everything that Jack and Will and Hannibal and Alana are discussing right now about their suspects and all that. It's hard to know, like, who knows what, who has what knowledge. Anyways, that's what you get when there's a show with this much dramatic irony and, like, implied little things. But yeah, that was the episode, and it's not actually as long as I thought it would be, but that's a good thing. But this was a juicy one. This one had a lot. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully this will be posted pretty soon. I don't know, probably not. But thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on Media Munchies Hannibal Analysis Project. All right, bye!